Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. This week on our program, we tell about a new set of Beatles CDs and a video game based on the British rock band. And we visit the undersea world while staying on dry land. But first, a report on National Hispanic Heritage Month. National Hispanic Heritage Month in the United States began September 15th. Events are being held throughout the country to celebrate the history, culture, and success of America's Hispanic population. Shirley Griffith has more.
National Hispanic Heritage Month first began as National Hispanic Heritage Week in 1968 under President Lyndon Johnson. President Ronald Reagan expanded the national celebration to a month-long event in 1988. September 15th was chosen as the starting date because it is the anniversary of independence for five Latin American countries. They are Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and Nicaragua. The United States Census Bureau estimates that there are almost 47 million people of Hispanic heritage living in the United States. They are the largest and fastest-growing minority group in the country. Hispanics are 15% of the nation's total population. The theme for this year's Hispanic Heritage Month is Embracing the Fierce Urgency of Now. It was taken from the historic I Have a Dream speech by civil rights leader Martin Luther King, Jr. In the speech, Mr. King called on Americans to remember the promises of democracy. From historic exhibits to music festivals, this year's Hispanic Heritage Month makes the same appeal. There are several exhibits at the National Museum of American History in Washington, D.C. This weekend, visitors can see a short theater piece. An actor plays Spanish-American Admiral David Farragut, a hero in the Battle of Mobile Bay during the American Civil War. The exhibit is called The Price of Freedom. The Library of Congress also has events, including a talk on increasing Hispanic representation in the federal government. In addition, cultural fairs and music performances are taking place throughout the country. At the end of this month, the Hispanic Heritage Foundation will honor six Latinos. United States Senator Robert Menendez from New Jersey is among the honorees. Foundation Chairman Pedro Jose Greer, Jr. says all of the honorees serve as role models not only for Latinos, but for all Americans. The official Hispanic Heritage Month celebration ends on October 15th. The unofficial celebration continues all year round.
I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade.
The Georgia Aquarium in the southern city of Atlanta calls itself the largest aquarium in the world. It is filled with thousands of fish, large and small, from all over the world. It is a very popular place for visitors who want to learn more about the wonders of the underwater world. Faith Lapidus tells us more.
Two huge walls of fish greet visitors to the Georgia Aquarium. The jackfish inside these tall tanks swim back and forth quickly. They are lit with a striking blue light and seem to glow in the dark room. Visitors can choose to visit rooms with river fish and animals, or they can explore creatures found in warm tropical waters. In the Cold Water Quest exhibit, visitors can watch three large white beluga whales. These beautiful creatures live in the coldest northern waters. They are the only whales with necks that fully bend. Belugas are also known as canaries of the sea, because of the high-pitched noises they make underwater. Watching them in the aquarium is a special experience. Their muscular bodies swim gracefully through the water. The Ocean Voyager exhibit is home to many stingrays, hammerhead sharks, and groupers. It also has two manta rays, the only ones in an American aquarium. Most exciting of all, this exhibit also holds several whale sharks. These huge creatures are the largest fish in the world. Despite their name, they are not whales. The Georgia Aquarium is the only aquarium in the United States that exhibits these huge fish. To make all these creatures visible, museum experts built huge walls of acrylic material that is over half a meter thick. One viewing window is about 18 meters wide by 7 meters tall. But to really experience this ocean world, you can enter a tunnel and watch the fish swimming above you. The exhibits teach young visitors about the importance of protecting sea creatures and the environments they live in. But the Georgia Aquarium is more than just a museum. It partners with the University of Georgia College of Veterinary Medicine to operate the Correll Center for Aquatic Animal Health. The group says this is the first and only teaching hospital for animals to operate within an aquarium.
Our listener question this week comes from Masood in Iran. He wants to learn about the famous rock band, the Beatles. Masood has great timing. A new video game featuring the Beatles went on sale last week. And a new group of Beatles CDs was also released last week. The series includes digitally improved versions of every song the British band released between 1963 and 70. Experts say these songs have been remastered using the latest technology. They sound much better than the CDs that have been sold for the past 22 years. Like this song from 1969, Come Together.
Thank you.
Beatles were John Lennon, Paul McCartney, George Harrison, and Ringo Starr. The group began in Liverpool, England, in the early 1960s. They were together for only 10 years, yet by some estimates, the band has sold 1 billion albums worldwide. The Beatles' first big hit single was released in Britain in 1962. It became a number one song in America 2 years later. Here is Love Me Do.
Love, love me do. You know I love you. I'll always be true. So please, love me do.
People can now play that song along with John, Paul, George, and Ringo on The Beatles Rock Band video game. The game uses real Beatles recordings. The video shows colorful and dreamy background images to provide players with a 1960s feel. But does it have the sound of thousands of screaming teenage girls? That is who welcomed the Beatles on their first American visit in 1964. Crowds of girls waited for the band's arrival at an airport in New York City. The Beatles' concert in Washington, D.C. was also a huge success. And more than half of all the people in the United States watched the Beatles appear on a popular television program during their visit. We leave you with the Beatles performing their 1967 song, Fool on the Hill.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. Nobody wants to know him. They can see that he's just a fool, and he never gives an answer. But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round.
I'm Doug Johnson. Our program was written by June Sims, Dana Demange, and Katie Weaver, who was also the producer. Do you have a question about people, places, or things in America? You can send it to mosaic@voanews.com, and we may answer it on this show. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.
See the world spinning round. Tell what he wants to do, and he never shows his feelings. But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world. spinning.